What made Urban Company's IPO a big hit? Grow founders cash in 614 crore payout ahead of IPO. Peter Thiel's sentient AI takes aim at OpenAI with open source AGI. Westbridge leads 40 million round in Flipkart-backed Finbox.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. All right, let's start today with Urban Company's blockbuster IPO. The company, which many of us know for at-home beauty and repair services, listed at a premium of more than 50% on the stock exchanges. In fact, its 1,900 crore rupees issue was subscribed nearly 109 times, making it one of the most successful new age tech listings by subscription. So what worked for Urban Company? We did a deep dive. A big factor was transparency. The founding team, Abhiraj Singhbhal, Varun Khaitan, and Raghav Chandra, kept investors in the loop consistently. And they set short-term goals, gave interim updates, and even openly spoke about risks, like competition hitting near-term profits. That kind of honesty is rare and gave investors some level of confidence. Now let's talk profitability as well. Urban Company showed a 240 crore rupees profit in FY25. But here's a twist. Most of it came from deferred tax credit. Strip that out and pre-tax profit was just around 28 crore rupees. Still, in a market where very few internet firms are profitable, even that number was enough to excite retail investors. Now, another highlight that we found is that it's quick services business, which covers on-demand help like cleaning and handyman services. Sources say this alone could be nearly 2,500 crore rupees opportunity with strong traction in cities like Mumbai. Now, let's not forget the brand recall. Urban Company is a service many of us have tried at least once. Clearly, that has also worked in favor for them. Now, the IPO also got a booster shot from SBI Mutual Fund, which invested early and sent a strong signal to others. And one interesting detail which we found is that each of the three co-founders hold nearly a 6.7% stake. So, investors do see this balance as a sign of stability. Alright, so from one IPO story to another, Grow is making waves not just with its upcoming public issue, but also with the massive payouts its founders have received. So let me tell you what's happening. The four co-founders collectively got around 614 crore rupees in FY25 as one-time performance incentive. Now to break it down, the company's CEO Lalit Keshre took home about 189 crore rupees, COO Harsh Jain around 150 crore rupees, CFO Ishan Bansal around 137 crores and CTO Neeraj Singh close to rupees 151 crore rupees. That adds up to around 614 crore rupees. Now, here's the kicker and a very interesting point. The payout was larger than gross net profit for June 2025 quarter, which stood at around 378 crore rupees. But for the full year, though, Grow reported around 1,824 crore rupees in profit. Definitely a sharp turnaround from its 805 crore of losses last year. Now, the timing is also chill. Grow has filed for its IPO, which will include a 1,060 crore of fresh issue plus an offer for sale. Now, the company commands nearly 26% share of new DMAT additions and 45% of new NSE active users. All right, moving on. Onto AI now, where sentient AI is taking direct aim at giants like OpenAI. The Peter Thiel-backed startup has launched an open-source artificial general intelligence network. Now, think of it as a marketplace where AI agents, models, and data sources don't just work in silos, they actually collaborate. Now, the platform called Sentient Chat, which went live today for its 2 million waitlisted users, it already features more than 40 specialized agents, 50 data sources, and over 10 AI models. Now, these agents can talk to each other, share context, and solve complex tasks together. Here's what makes it different. Now, Sentient runs on token-based incentives. Developers earn tokens whenever their agents are used, and users can stake tokens to support the most usable ones. So far, Sentient has raised about $85 million and is valued at around $1.2 billion. And its mission is to keep AGI open source and prevent it from being controlled by a handful of companies. So will they be able to take on OpenAI and the other giants? We'll have to wait and watch. And finally, some fintech funding news. Finbox, a B2B credit infra startup backed by Flipkart, has raised about $40 million in a Series B round led by Westbridge Capital. Now, the Bengaluru-based firm plans to use the money to expand its AI-driven fraud detection and underwriting platforms. It also has plans to foray into secured lending products like loans against property and housing loans. Interestingly, Finbox isn't just focused on India. It wants to scale further in Southeast Asia, where it has already made a start. So of the $40 million round this time, $35 million is fresh capital and the remaining $5 million came from secondary share sales. So existing investors, A91 Partners and Aditya Birla Ventures also participated in the round. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every weekday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.